Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
John Heyman.
Feels like an Arby's night.
MLB Network Insider. WFAN New York. Larry David Enthusiast. At John Heyman on Twitter.
Pretty good.
John Heyman.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. John Heyman joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, John. How are you?
Morning, John.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Before we get started, I did have some good news for Chicago baseball fans. I know it's been a little bit of a rough start, but yep. I can declare right now that neither team is alone in last place.
Thank you, John. You reassured a lot of people here in the city.
Hey, you know, John, we asked a question last week, like, when will the Sox win another series? And we were all kind of aiming for Kansas City. What the hell happened to the Yankees? The Sox look pretty good, but the Yankees have now lost three consecutive series to the Tigers, Baltimore, and the White Sox. That's not a way to win the AL East.
No, a second time in 100 years that they've lost their first three series at home, no matter who it was to. 1982, the only other time they lost their first three series at home. And, you know, I mean, I remember growing up as a kid, and that's a long time ago. And even till now, the Yankees have three patsies at home, Cleveland, Minnesota, and the White Sox. And it's a bad sign for the Yankees, no question about it, to lose to Baltimore, Detroit, and the White Sox. But, you know, the White Sox obviously have some very talented young kids, starting with Eloy Jimenez, but they are not ready to win right now, obviously. As we know, they're still a couple years away, but, a couple good signs in New York. Eloy looks good. They've got some kids going, doing well. So, that's really what you got to look for as a Chi Sox fan.
Hey, don't forget, John Heyman and Josh Lewin will host Big Time Baseball on the Radio.com app. Each week, John and Josh break down the latest in Major League Baseball with great commentary and guests. Big Time Baseball presentation of Radio.com Sports. Looking forward to this week's edition, John. And when you talk about the Cubs, when you look at they're 5-9 as well. I think they feel different about their 5-9 than maybe the Sox feel about theirs. Schwarber exploded at the end of the game on Saturday. That they had yesterday off so they could skip Tyler Chatwood. What state do you think they are in going down to Miami?
Well, not a great one. It's always good to go down to Miami. I mean, they are truly a horrible team. So hopefully for the Cubs' sake, they can pick up a few victories there. They're obviously not off to a good start. There are definitely questions. A little bit better on the pitching in the last few days maybe, but not so great overall. They're averaging over six runs a game. And you're doing that, you should be winning games, not be 5-9. So pitching is the big question. I think they understand the bullpen is going to be rough. They need to improve that. And the rotation, they're going to hope for better from Darvish and some of the others. But I'm not so convinced. I do think they definitely need to at least improve the bullpen. And I'm not convinced on Darvish.
Boy, you're not alone in that one, John. I think a lot of people are wondering what's happening and how they're going to get through it. The bullpen stuff kind of went away for a week, and then it came back again. Every time they let up a run, we're going to hear about it. But how long? Joe said it takes a month to figure out your bullpen. How long does it really take to determine? I guess once you figure it out, what do you do? Because I don't think they're going to come to a great conclusion.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, I don't think the pieces are there at this point. They may find a couple of diamonds in the rough. And maybe a little better than we expect, but our expectations are exceedingly low in regard to their bullpen. I'll be shocked if they don't need reinforcements to improve that pen if they are to be a contender this year. Obviously, the loss of Morrow killed them. That was devastating. To lose your best reliever, your closer, that's rough. And, he comes back. That'll be great. And, at full health. And, you know, I still think they need to find something outside to help that bullpen. Because if you have a decent bullpen with that offense, they have a shot. But as it stands right now, their bullpen is one of the weaker ones in the league, and the rotation is highly questionable as well.
What was your lasting impression watching the White Sox beat the Yankees 2 out of 3 times, John?
Well, I mean, Anderson is seems to have really turned the corner. That's huge for the White Sox. I mean, they signed him to a long-term deal, betting on him, and that bet looks like it may be a winner. Those are not all winners. I mean, every time someone signs one of those early deals, everybody applauds the team and says, oh, what a fool the player is, but it's not always the case. Sometimes you're spending money on a guy who really doesn't develop, and there were questions about whether he was going to develop. So that's a big plus. Eloy looks very comfortable. You know, he's going to be a star. I don't think there's any question about that. They gave him a long-term deal. I think that bet is going to prove to be good as well. You know, they've got some young players. They've definitely got pieces. They don't have a full team yet. Certainly they've got young arms in the minors that will help eventually. But, you know, I think they're on track, but I still think it's a couple years away for them.
How do we look at baseball players generally, John, in terms of, you know, they say in the NFL, if you draft a guy in the first round, if you don't know in 3 years, then, you know, that's not a good sign. By the third year, the guy should show something. I don't know that that's the case with baseball players, because you're drafting them younger and you're developing them differently, and the major leagues are so much more complicated than the game that they are coming from. And yet we see Anderson, we see Moncada. Aloy is up now and at least had a two home run game in Yankee Stadium, which is pretty awesome. How long does it take, and when do you know? And obviously there are late bloomers, there are guys that arrive early. Is there a general rule on it?
Yeah, it takes a while. That's why the first round is even a crapshoot in Major League Baseball. NFL, obviously, they are playing 4 years of college, big-time college football, and you generally have a pretty good idea whether they're going to be able to play in the NFL. Baseball, not the same. For years, it was 50%. Even to get to the big leagues from the first round. Now it's better. Their scouting has improved. They've added analytics. They do better with it. But to predict which guys are going to be stars, very difficult. And then to predict the timetable, extremely difficult. Unless you have a superstar-type player like Tatis. Now, sorry to bring that up, San Diego. Or Vlad Guerrero. I forgot there for a second. He was briefly with the White Sox, but unless you've got some of Derek Jeter or A-Rod or Ken Griffey, I mean, you're talking about players that are few and far between. You can't be 100% sure about the timetable of the development at the very least.
John, here in Chicago, I'm a little surprised where we are in terms of the Cubs season, and I guess when it comes to Chris Bryant, he's struggling mightily. 194 in his last 9 games, 13 strikeouts, 7 for 36. I guess I'm surprised where people want to maybe pick a lane right now. Like, okay, do you believe in Chris Bryant? Do you not believe in Chris Bryant? I am of the belief that Chris Bryant is going to snap out of this, that he has earned the benefit of the doubt, that he is coming off an injury. Maybe it's going to take him a little bit longer. He looks healthy. He says he's healthy. You have to take him at his word. I think he'll snap out of it, but I understand the skepticism too, because he has, you know, he's coming off a down year, and he started this season not looking like the guy that you need him to be. Where are you on Chris Bryant?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think you're absolutely right. He's going to be fine. Look, it's very early in the season. You're right. Last year was an injury year. This year, I mean, it's April 15th. It's tax day for most of us, Jackie Robinson day for people involved in baseball. That's very early to make judgments about individual players. You're going to have guys who are hitting 350, 400 who are going to be in the minors at some point. You know, you have guys hitting under 200. Who are stars, and I do believe Chris Bryant is a star. I mean, I can't imagine that he's lost it. An MVP player, you know, he's a young player in the prime. You know, obviously he had a rough year last year. He was injured. There are probably adjustments to make to come back, but I'm sure that he'll be fine. I would bet on that.
John, who's the team to beat in Major League Baseball? Is there anyone that has started to a point where you believe that they have kind of removed themselves from the pack?
You know, I kind of think it's the Astros. I think they've been great as of late. I did think they probably needed some more innings and needed to sign another starter, but they have a lot of talent in that pen. They have two great starters at the top of that rotation, which most teams don't even have one ace. They have two aces. It's a big advantage. And they have that nucleus with Springer, Altuve, Correa, Bregman. That's probably the best team in baseball. And, of course, I picked the Dodgers, as I always do, and the Astros I had in the World Series also. But I think they're the best team right now. Obviously, as we talked about, you can't really judge April 15th. You know, Seattle looks fantastic on April 15th. I mean, it looks like I'm going to be wrong that they're a terrible team, but, I'll be shocked if they're a playoff team. You know, it's too early to judge based on one loss record, but Houston is on a run right now, and I think that's real.
Before we let you go, John, have to ask this almost every week, but any team any closer to signing Dallas Keuchel or Craig Kimbrel?
Not that I've heard. I really haven't heard that. I mean, you hear of a lowered asking price, and that still doesn't seem to be doing the trick. There are a lot of terrible pens out there, as you guys are well aware, but many of those teams with those bad pens, the Cubs and the Nats included, are right at the threshold and don't want to go over it. I get that in the Nats case. They've been over 2 years in a row, as we talked about. It would be a big harm for the Cubs to go over. They were not over. They've been very good about staying under despite having an excellent team the last few years. And to go over one time and pay a minimal tax, not so bad. So to me, if I'm the Cubs, I go grab Kimbrel. But I have not heard anything like that. I had a bet at this point. I'm going to say Atlanta, Milwaukee for Kimbrel, and Philly or San Diego for Keuchel, but that's just a guess right now based on past reports and hints and stuff like that. I have not heard that either one is close today.
Thank you, John. We appreciate it. Always a joy, buddy.
Thanks, John. Good stuff.
Good talking to you guys. See you later.
Take care. That's John Heyman, and you can go listen to him on radio.com.
With Josh Lewin, he hosts Big Time Baseball on radio.com. Each week they do the podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.